Mark and I are in a bakery cafe place at Seoul.
Yeah.
Called for the third time.
La Lupina.
As in, well, actually, the L's you'd pronounce as something else, wouldn't you? Well, because it's, if you think, double L is yeah, so as in Mallorca.
Yeah, but Mallorca and Britain is double day.
Yeah, I know, but paella, remember, is paella.
Yeah.
So double L becomes a sort of Y sound.
Well, in that case.
Mallorca, what did you say the end bit was?
Well, Quino or Quino.
Quino. Mallorquino. And so downstairs they've got various counters and it's all bustling and busy and a little bit baffling. Up here, quite nicely spaced tables actually, and pretty attentive waiters. And
I think my guide said it best when it was a mixture of the slightly more savvy tourists and the Blue Ridge Brigade from Madrid. Pretty well summed it up, I think.
See, I said it was like Betty's.
Well,
it's
yeah,
not
well,
really like Betty's, but it's...
It's going that way.
It is that, yeah. I mean, not quite as... I don't know.
It's not... It hasn't got the elegance.
No. But
it's... not aiming for the elegance.
No. But we've had What's it? What were they?
Yeah, Neapolitana.
Neapolitana. I can remember the endings. Neapolitana, so it was sort of pastries.
Neapolitan. I think it's Neapolitana.
Okay.
We got the English menu, so...
Oh, right, okay. Mark's had cream in, mine had ham and cheese. We had coffees with milk, Café con leche.
Yeah.
And then followed it up with, I had a very nice plum cake-like thing that had almonds or flaked almonds on top. That was really lovely. And Mark had?
Apple pie glazed with the syrup that got rippled when he toasted it.
Oh, wow.
It was genuinely very, very, very sweet.
You enjoy it though?
Yeah.
Mark's not normally a sweet person.
No, I'm not.
So to speak.
I'm not. I'm the hard person.
Hard, yeah.
Yeah.
Inside that hard exterior is a hard interior.
But no, it was very nice. It was genuinely very nice.
Yeah. And so next up, Mark is going to the Prado.
Yes.
I shall accompany him thus far, and then I'm going for a walk.
Yeah.
In the park, the Retiro, to begin with, anyway. We'll see what happens after that.
Yeah. And if you find the boat can make him fancy a ride, let me know, go tell it or something.
Sounds good. Is there a river anywhere in Madrid?
I don't think so. Certainly not in a way.
Not in a significant sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to remember, wasn't founded properly until 1560.
Yeah.
I mean, quite late, but. Amazing.
Yeah, and it's probably more about its strategic position between lots of other places than about actual sort of natural trading routes.
I mean, you remember they're going around Charles V.
Yeah,
was a peasant ruler who ruled everywhere in his monarchy.
Yeah,
so he liked the Netherlands. He liked he spent a lot of time in the German lands. Philip wanted a more central place, so central Spain.
Yes.
It, I think it's as much to do with the kind of the profanity of the two men as anything else.
Yeah, fair enough.
Which is why Spain lost the Netherlands on the because he went there twice, I think.
Unfortunate. They should have been grateful for those two times.
Well, indeed. Well, I suppose Belgium might have been bits of all that.
Yeah. So that's us.
That's us, yeah.
And it's still raining.
And it is still raining. Horrible day.
Horrible, horrible. You come all the way to Madrid and it rains.
I know. Shall we?
Hang on, let me put this away.
That's right.